The Rush Hour, 4 p.m. weekdays, thanks to Southern Volkswagen Ranella, 104.7 Triple M.
Happy Wednesday, family. Great to have your company as Jars and I drive you home for the next 2 hours. Got a guest list, very nice one indeed. Damien Barrett just after five with all the latest in what is happening in the trade talk, trade world, trade wins. Can't wait to see where we're at. Tommy Rockcliffe pledging his desire to come to Port Adelaide. And of course, Jake Lever announcing yesterday that he wants out. And whether or not the Demons are getting any closer to getting that deal done. My boy, Nathan Sobey, the 36ers, they kick off their season tomorrow night at a Titanium Security Arena against Melbourne United. And Juice and I are going to find out with Sobes, how do we replace the handle? Jerome, Juice, and whether or not, look at me, whether you're on board as I welcome you, great man, dressed in the Polacco shirt.
Good afternoon, Lou. Good afternoon, family. Good to be here on a Wednesday. Mm. My mind was just drifting there, Lou.
Yep, it's okay.
My mind was drifting about where things are at in terms of the world of football, the Adelaide Crows Football Club, where they're at.
Let's just, before you get to that, and we do have a lot to talk about Adelaide and Jake Lever and a few other bits and pieces, and then about a certain bloke that ran a marathon with his tackle hanging out. Don't worry about that. That's coming up. So Nathan Cracker has retired. Jeff Kennett goes back to the Hawks as president. Mm-hmm. St Kilda appoint a goal-kicking coach in Ben Dixon.
Nice.
And then the bloke that is Jake Lever's manager has now accepted the job of general manager of list management at Collingwood.
What?
Which sort of now starts to make a bit of sense that the Pies are coming late and hard.
Oh, no.
For Lever.
Yeah.
Well, he's surely got all the intel on that deal to go across.
The circus has started.
Don't be surprised if Eduardo Maguire
lands.
He's all over a late dash for
Jake the Snake Lever.
Jake the Snake. All right.
Who's been abused by his teammates.
He's copping it gobfuls left, right and centre. And I tell you what, it is just all happening. And it's a good day to be on air because we've got so much to talk about.
Yeah, we have.
Heroes and zeros are in as well.
Yeah, I've
got
to do that one, yeah.
And I'll tell you what, a few boys, somebody got confused on the memo when it came to a bit of the dress-ups, re the Crows.
You weren't
not
happy,
on the same page.
You weren't happy.
It was a golf day. You guys are dressed as gladiators and pimps and God knows whatever else and crazy clowns from Stephen King's It. I don't know what the hell's going on, all right?
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
All I do know is this. That 2 weeks ago or thereabouts, Jake Lever told the club he was leaving.
He did.
And I do know that prior to all that, at the start of the final series, that some senior players went to Don Pike and didn't want him played along with McGovern until they recommitted to the football
and
club.
And who recommitted first?
Well, Gov did 2 days
later.
There you go. But Jake Lever didn't.
So Donald didn't listen to the players.
Cornsey wrote the article.
Studley.
Old Stud said, leave them out until they sign.
Yeah.
So let's talk about all of that.
This is good.
And phone calls and whether I'm staying or going. Is it money?
Isn't it?
What is it?
Greed is
good.
By the
way, a dog by the name of Tiger Dusty saluted at the Meadows today. Dane Swan was on it at page 620. And his little caption was, he's winning everything else.
Yeah.
Jake Lever, want to get your thoughts on it too, family. 133-53 if you want in.
ACMA reward for you, Lou.
How do you feel about it? Should they have played him? Text right to give him a spray.
Yeah.
It's the Rush Hour.
I feel like giving someone a spray myself.
Charles and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
Murph. Flack.
Thanks to Southern Volkswagen.
Juice.
In Ranella.
Adam McDougall is the health hacker.
Health hacking is simply hacking into the tools, tricks, and routines of the healthiest, happiest, and most successful people in the world and applying these little tricks and routines into your own life. I'm a health hacker because I've been a professional athlete for 20 years, but I've also combined my experience as an athlete with my university studies, from economics to nutrition and sports science, with the practical application that I achieved as an athlete to help people hack into their health. In each episode, I'm going to share with you the tools, tricks and routines of the healthiest, happiest and most successful people in the world. You can hack into your own health and live a happier and healthier life.
The Health Hacker with Adam McDougall. Listen now at podcastone.com.au or download the Podcast One app.
You got the Rush Hour with Charles and Louis on 104.7. Triple M.
24 hours since Jake Lever announced that he wants to go home to Melbourne. It was aired on Channel 7 last night. Our boy Bristol came over, did the chat.
Did you watch it?
I didn't actually.
I didn't either.
For three young kids under 8, mate, is there any chance of catching news at around 6 at the witching hour? I wouldn't have thought.
I was mowing lawns.
All right, very good. All right, so here's Jakey Lever explaining to Bristol about going to Melbourne and what he's prepared to do if the Crows don't deal.
They're young, they're exciting, especially to watch, and you know, they've shown great interest in me, and I think, you know, I'd feel comfortable at the Melbourne Footy Club. If there's not, I'll probably go into the draft, and through there, probably haven't thought about it too much.
So this thing's getting ugly. Brett Burton, head of footy, yesterday said it's a money thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Extremely disappointed in where it's all gotten to. Just 3 years into his career here, he wants to go home. Of course, none of us know the real backstory of it all, and no one probably will because it's his own business, but he chose the path of phone calls, Juice, when it comes to telling his teammates. And it's always hard when you wait to tell your teammates. I can tell you that the club knew about 2 weeks prior.
Okay.
All right. They got that decision.
Yeah.
All right. Which probably coincides with Rue being a bit cranky on air from memory. I reckon for 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
All right. And at that point in time, prior to the finals beginning, senior players did actually approach Don Pike.
Yes.
This is all alleged, of course, is recommending that both he and McGovern, who at the time weren't signed,
yep,
not be picked.
Right.
Now, Gov signed two days later.
Which was good.
Jake didn't. Your old mate, Studley Corns. Yep. Graham wrote about the same thing, suggesting neither player gets picked until they recommit.
Yep.
And that's sort of where it got to. Now, Sammy McClure, who's a journo, has been following this story very, very closely, picks it up from here about Jake and the phone calls that went to teammates and how it kind of didn't go to plan.
And when Jake Lever decided to pick up the phone and call every single player on the Adelaide list to explain to them...
He did that.
He did that. To what his decision was and that he was seeking a request to the Melbourne Footy Club and to go home to Victoria to be closer to family. There were some players that accepted his phone call and were grateful for it. And there were others, including the captain, Taylor Walker, who weren't so happy. And the phone call was very short and very stert.
Curt might be the term. I would have thought right there. But anyway, let's not play English Nazi right now. Juice, so... And family get involved. 133353. We've had 24 hours to digest this now. Look, it shouldn't come as any shock that it was coming. It's been mooted all the way through. But how do you feel about it? As I said, 21 years of age, 3 years into a career, just starting to get the upside as a footy club. He wants out to Melbourne. Club are suggesting he's going for cash. Second question, in amongst it all, should they have played him? Should Don Pike have listened to senior players?
I totally support the senior players. He should have been dropped for the grand final. There's no way he should have been playing knowing that he was going to be moving back to Melbourne. I'm disappointed with Don.
I'll take that up with you in a moment. And the third one, Tex, who was aggressive for a change on the phone. Are you happy with the fact that Tex didn't take it well?
I don't have any issue with that.
So there it is. Anywhere in amongst that, got to get your thoughts. 133353, jump on Twitter. 24 hours now, sat in the guts. How are we all feeling about Jake Lever's decision to turn and go home? Is it for cash? Is it for love? Is it for family? Is it for money? You tell me. 133353. It's a rush hour with Jars and Louie and Murph sitting over there doing nothing. 104.7. Triple M.
Pushing this button.
Yeah. Been 24 hours since Jakey Lever told his teammates that he was leaving. Told the club a little earlier than that, Jar.
So he would have told them after the Geelong win.
Yeah. And then they're not happy. And if anything, they've gone extra hard to suggest it's a money thing. And that's natural. You say some certain things when you're very disappointed about a very talented young man who's a key part of their back six. Let's get to the family, though, and see what they thought. Should he have been played? I mean, I have a bit of an issue with the phone call. I would have called the boys in.
Yeah.
I know that's hard
and
very hard, but it's an easier way to do it all in one go so everybody knows and then you can give your reasoning and it's not like a Q&A, but you go, well, boys, this is it.
Eyeball.
I'm out. And look, it's not that I haven't enjoyed it, but I'm getting drawn home and I want to go home.
Yep. No, I agree. Eyeball your mates. Brian of Port Noarlunga. G'day, Brian.
How you going?
What's your thoughts, Brian?
Well, I reckon Adelaide will be the winners out of this. Jake's played 56 games. He's playing with three All-Australians in the back line. And I think if he goes to another club and plays with different people, he will struggle.
Yeah, it's a lot of money for a young man who hasn't played a lot of footy. Absolutely.
750 a year.
Yeah, 750 a year, thereabouts. And you're right. It's playing around alongside some very good footballers in a very good system, in a very good team.
Absolutely.
And we saw on the weekend, and he wasn't the only one, but not too many of them coped when it was coming down a bit fast and often.
Understood.
Thanks, Brian.
Kathy of Hallett Cove. G'day, Kathy. What are your thoughts on this issue?
Well, I'm just a little bit disappointed in his timing, really, to tell people that you're bailing out when you've sort of like just reached the grand final and then you lost the grand final. It's like a punch. isn't it, really? Mm. It's a double blow, and everyone must be really hurting. I mean, it's bad enough we lost the grand final. I mean, we're shattered over that, but then you turn around and you lose a perfect good player as well.
Plus, so, Kath, would you have played him? Had the boys known, like, at the time the club knew, should they have gone in again and said, mate, don't play him?
No, not now. Mm. It wouldn't have made a difference.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Kath.
Yeah, plus he's got a bigger price on his head now, probably being in a club that's reached grand final.
Oh, absolutely.
And he's bailing out.
Yep. Yep. Thanks, Kath.
We've lost another one back home. Phil of Adelaide. G'day, Phil.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Good, Phil. Mate, you want to go
back? Got a couple of points for you.
Yep.
Yeah. First of all, I think everyone's missed the point that it's been reported that he and McGovern were both offered way unders for their initial contracts.
They were both
insulted with the offer. McGovern decided to work through it. Jake Lever took it a bit more personal. Secondly, when Tony Lockett left St Kilda for Sydney, should have just left him on the bench, or Buddy Franklin. Mm. Don't pick him in the 2013 grand final team, knowing well and truly he was on his way to Sydney. Mm. And the third point is, Adelaide are the biggest Suki La La club going around. Mate, Jack Gunston wanted to leave. They took an award from him. You lose your players because you don't look after your players. You don't pay them what they're bloody worth on the open market. You deserve what you get. End of story.
Oh, love your call. Good passion there, Phil. I've no issue with him being played at all, even when they knew, you're in it to win it.
Yep.
They did take the award off Jack Gunston too, didn't you?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, jeez. take your ball and go home. Jeez, if I'm Jake, I wouldn't be going
another
to the bloody BNF.
That means that we've lost.
Dude, low balling came up again then.
I don't. Yeah, but you said that.
No, I did. I inferred it. Gave it its correct
terminology. You planted the seed.
It's correct terminology. Why not, though? No. When he's clearly in your best and he clearly had coped all year with the speculation.
Mate, he mentally checked out 2 weeks ago. Yeah, and look, his form has been okay.
He played really well against Geelong.
And, mate, he's not committed. You go into a grand final with 22 blokes committed. You know that. You've been there.
Yeah.
You've been there.
There was
These boys knew 2 weeks prior to the grand final that one of their comrades is going home. He's going to jump ship and go home. For whatever reason, that's a decision he has to make. But I wouldn't go into battle with a bloke knowing that he wants to go back home. No way. He's not going to be there next year. You should have played Alex Keith, who's committed, who wants to be there. I'm disappointed with Pikey. He should have listened to the senior players. That's just my opinion, Louis.
Yeah, that's your opinion. And I wholeheartedly disagree with you because he deserved to play. He'd had his spot, he earned it, and he showed no other signs that he wasn't committed to the group. And he just got to the end of the season. You know what you should have done as a footy club? You should have put a deadline on it.
Yeah.
Like you did with Danger.
That's fair. Yeah.
Right?
I agree with that.
And if you put a deadline, then you put your protocols around it. If you don't sign,
I agree with that.
Then you're not playing,
Yep.
So if you're gonna play the game of bluff and you want a timeline, you've got to then go, what are the repercussions?
Your timeline's round 22.
Yeah, or make it earlier.
Yeah, whatever.
Give yourself the breathing room. Yep. So, mate, we need to know by August.
Yeah. Yep.
So we know. And just so we're all clear, if you decide you're going to be going, we're not going to play it.
Then we can prepare.
So then everybody can be aware of where it's at. Instead of what they've done, the footy club, they've kept it. They've known.
Mm.
Players haven't known. Mm. And who's to know what sort of conversations were happening? According to Sam McClure, this thing went from a little bit of schoolyard flippant
banter,
into right up to the end. It could have been a little bit real edgy in the last week or
and
two.
You know what it's like, you know what 45 I mean? Blokes.
You don't need that. Do you?
No, so, not at all.
So the footy club held the ultimate power because they knew 2 weeks out. They chose not to tell by the sounds of things, and that's their decision.
Yeah, it is.
Thinking full well that the window is open and we don't want to upset anybody with this information because the group's united and going forth and trying to win the goddamn thing. Mm. Thanks for the calls. Houston, I driving you home. Hey, this just in, James Pattinson has been ruled out of the upcoming Ashes series with a re-aggravation of his lower back stress fracture.
Go to America. Go to Germany. Get injections and do something. Please, Paddo. We need you.
Repeating, James Patterson ruled out of the upcoming Ashes series with a re-aggravation of his lower back stress fracture.
Brisbane, Stark, Hazelwood, Pattinson and Cummings, four-paced bowling attack like the West Indies back in the 70s, 80s.
And you've got to have Gary in there, the GOAT.
Oh, yeah, Gaz, but now he's out.
No, I know.
Keeps breaking down, the boy.
Can't handle it.
All right, mate.
Anyway, this isn't broken down. Up next, Heroes and Zeros, the big juice off the long run. Here's the cod, Tiger.
Thanks.
Take it.
Thanks, Skip.
And I want 3 wickets early.
It's coming up next with the Rush Hour.
I got 4.
Triple M, Charles and Louis.
On the Rush Hour with Jars and Louie, it's Hero. There goes my hero. Or Zero. For Ryko Filters, insist on the best. It's what the professionals use.
Yeah, I was waiting for it. There's my good old Ryko. There are our guys.
Yeah.
All right, everything's black and white in this studio.
It is.
You're either the highest of highs or the lowest of lows. You're either a hero or you're a zero.
Okay.
All right, let's go, Juice. It's your seg. It's one of your boys.
Mm. Bit emotional with this one. The great man, the great rocker himself, Tom Petty. Mate, you are this. Spanning 40 years, Lou. The great man passed away yesterday.
66, too early.
Jeez. Thank you for your music, my friend. You say goodbye to a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer too, Lou.
I think 2008 Super Bowl halftime show.
One of the best.
I think outstanding. One could have given me a bit of free fall in there. We could have been all belting
thought
it out
about it, but that's my favourite song. That's my segment.
All right.
AFL players, all of you. All of you, you're this. Now, Lou, disrespecting and not singing our national anthem, Lou, footy clubs must teach their players to sing our national anthem prior to a big game of football.
I saw a
standing there chewing gums, disrespectful, Lou.
I saw a couple of Crows boys belting the words, yeah.
Everyone has to buy in. You watch some of those other, the Wallabies, they sing arm in arm.
Yeah, they're not...
No.
They're representing their country.
Well, these boys are representing their football club and our country.
In fact, right now, great opportunity to bring it up. We play it way too much.
Oh,
the national anthem. It should have a look out the window. I was speaking of ambushes. There's a cardboard cutout of you in a Richmond jumper. Have a look at that. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Mental disintegration at work. Great work, Al. Great work, Al.
All right,
move on. But yeah, we play it too much. Because it's at everything. It's supposed to be when you're representing your country. Is it
learn
not?
The words or you'll be fine.
Righto.
Adelaide Football Club, you're fair dinkum this.
Bends it to the goal line and he's bounced it through. No one on the line. Let's have a listen to the goal umpire. That's a goal, I reckon.
So a brain fade from the Crows there, having no one on the line, Juddy.
Very unlike Adelaide. They're usually
staggering.
Elite at setting up those sort of structures.
There was a massive stench coming through the TV at that point. Wasn't there? There was a massive stench.
Oh, Lou. I can't say any more than that.
That was Mr. Brightside who kicked that too.
It was too. What a flop. But on the other side of the coin, the Richmond Football Club, you're this.
And the Tigers win the grand final. 37-year drought has ended, the longest drought in the AFL, and they go nuts here at the MCG. The Tigers have done it.
Is that the best pop song going around?
It is.
Do you know, Lou, that next year they'll get 100,000 members? There you go. I'll uncut and say it right now. They're up to 70, but after the performance on the weekend, and Steve from Port Adelaide, where
Stevie.
Are you, mate?
Yeah.
We need to have a chat.
Yeah, well, when you're ready, Stevie.
And I need to apologise to Steve for the abuse I gave him for the last 2 years since we've been together about his pathetic football club.
Yeah, well.
But they're not anymore.
Everyone
Luke.
Can have their day, and they've certainly had theirs.
There you go,
yet?
Family.
Right, can I just throw a little late?
I certainly can.
Just throw a little late one in.
You can, Lou.
I'd like to give a big thumbs up.
Oh, my God.
To a professional runner who was doing a marathon in Slovakia. Now, he ran a PB.
Oh, lovely.
But what he didn't know, sprinting the last leg of the race, he had the old fella out. She'd broken free of the fence, and she was just banging around. You can check this out on YouTube. Just Google it. Marathon runner with gear out. All right?
Yeah.
And
he wasn't aware.
10th place. He wasn't. He ran a 2:21.
With plums out.
Yeah. Not the plums. The king. The king was out. Unbelievable. So, and high-fiving. Completely unawares.
He had no idea.
Completely unaware.
He's on national TV.
That the keel was out.
And Elvis was out.
Absolutely. I tell you what, it was really good looking. He was passing other runners and race officials along the way.
Yep.
Even, as I said, high-fived one fan as he neared the end of the marathon and then doubled over once across the line. Completely unaware.
So Elvis burst the seams.
That tackle was out. So, in a completely unsolicited rave, 133353, ever had a moment with the old guy got out ahead of you?
Oh, yeah. You can.
Charles has got a great story. I've probably got a story. I think we've all got a story. When has the old boy broken through the fence, made his way out front and centre unexpectedly?
When he crossed the line, what happened? Did someone have to
tap him? No, he didn't even realise. He was so spent. I mean, if that's what hitting the wall is, Jar. Oh, fair dinkum. I mean, he must. You know what it was.
He didn't cork his leg, did he?
Any wonder he was able to run to the finish line and finish in a PB? Yeah. Because the old fella that when it was whacking him, he would have been thinking everybody's clapping really loud. They're really getting behind me. Slap, 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 slap. Oh, don't.
The Rush Hour, 4 PM weekdays, thanks to Southern Volkswagen Ranella. 104.7 Triple M.
The Rush Hour, Charles and Louis on 104.7 Triple M. Thanks to Southern Volkswagen in Ranella.
Settle down, Errol. We don't want to go there, Murph.
You're right.
All right. A marathon runner in Slovakia ran the last legs of the race as he was trying to get in and finish in 10th place, which was for him a personal best, 2:21. Elvis was trying to leave the building and got out in front, and he was oblivious as he was charging.
He had no
home.
Idea.
Thought the applause was for him.
There's footage of it, isn't there?
Yeah.
You can watch it.
You can watch it, absolutely.
Brilliant.
I tell you what.
That's a good time, too.
Talk about hitting the wall. 2:21. That is awfully fast. Hey, this used to be all the rage, early 90s in team photos. Elvis out on teammates' shoulders. And it happened one year in the NRL, and I forget which team.
Yeah.
And what happened, obviously, it went to print. Came out and Elvis was obviously there without being named.
Yeah.
Said individual had to pay for the entire resitting and reprint.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Wasn't funny anymore after that.
No, that's not funny. No. Michael of Manopara West. G'day, Mick.
G'day, boys. How you going?
Mick, when have you had the bishop out accidentally?
Oh, yeah. I was about 13 at the time and Dad took me and the brother away on a sort of father-son bonding trip to Darwin.
Yep.
And we're sitting at Jim Falls, sort of waking up around the campfire in the morning, and they were dropping subtle little hints for the next hour and a half, saying I'm burnt and what have you.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't catch on, but it was a bit later on. I went to go to the toilet, and she looked like a sunburnt prawn. It was hanging out, and I got sunburnt like no tomorrow.
No. William Wallace got absolutely sizzled.
Yeah, I was a bit scared to get it angry after that for about a month.
I bet. Mick, is that the sort of thing that tans easily first up, or you'd have to go back a few times?
Don't.
Thanks for the call, Mick. We better leave it at that.
Price, please, for Mick and William Wallace.
Yeah, so double to the Adelaide 36ers taking on Melbourne United tomorrow night, Titanium Security Arena. Tickets available at ticketmaster.com.
Having said all that, a bit of vitamin D on it
feels
good.
Not too bad. Lancey of Lancey. G'day, Lancey.
Lance.
G'day, Blue. How you going, mate?
Righto, Lance, your story.
Well, it's not a footy one. It's just that my wife, there's a knock at the door one night, and I've got up with her pajamas on, and I've gone to the door with my wife's good friend from work.
Yep.
And I'm standing there and going, g'day, Cam, how are you, love? And she kept looking down. I looked down at the old peckerhead sticking out of the... Well, I didn't lose stride because I figured she's going to look now. She will see it later anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm joking.
Yeah.
So, but she just wouldn't stop looking, and I didn't realise it was actually hanging out until the breeze got old. I mean, let's face facts, it's not that big, but you wouldn't want it on your nose as a wart.
No. Tell you what,
it was hanging out of the front.
We might need to get Lance on a bit more. He's got some good lines I like in there. The old pajamas, absolutely.
Oh, they're dangerous.
You know, so much so now, as a parent, you can buy jammies with protection, built-in protection.
Oh, can you?
So now when your kids are jumping on your bed and diving around, you don't hurt yourself.
No.
It's got a built-in...
Have you got a pair with yours,
I need one. God, geez, they come from the blue. They come always get you at that height, don't they? And it's hard and fast.
So you don't wear a cricket box around the house.
Well, I should. I've got one floating around at home. I might have to put it on.
Oh, brilliant, Lee.
Jock strap. Where I go. Righto, Errol.
That's brilliant.
You got a quick story? 3 seconds, go.
No, I'm not going to tell
you. You were playing footy at North Adelaide one day.
I'm not going to tell it.
Tell us about the three-quarter sleeves.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Tell us about that. 8 seconds.
How'd that come about? Same reason you didn't have your jocks on?
It's the Rush Hour, Jars and Louis for Southern Volkswagen in Ranella and Triple M. Jars and Louis, Rush Hour 104.7 Triple M. Thanks to Southern Volkswagen in Ranella.
Just been talking about the marathoner in Slovakia who finished the last leg with Elvis hanging out of the building. Didn't realise as he wrapped up a 10th place finish with a time of 2:21, a PB, was oblivious to the fact that he was just flying home, setting sail with the wing keel. Yeah, Juice, this has happened to you before.
Well, it did. Back in the 80s, North Adelaide v Port Adelaide at Prospect Oval, 14-odd thousand people there to witness a magnificent game of football. First quarter, 20 minutes in, I was running towards the Prospect Oval grandstand where the coaches' boxes were. I was chasing the ball. I can't remember the Port Adelaide player chased me, but there's no doubt I got past him. Next minute, the things fell out. I'd forgotten to put me jocks on before the game. So for 20 minutes, I'm running around with Elvis and the whole lot lurking.
So technically what you're trying
to
tell me.
So the grandstand, the whole Prospect Oval grandstand witnessed William Wallace.
It's funny. Did you think you were at a tennis match for a minute?
What? Yeah, I didn't.
I reckon. Look,
how many bloke footy players
have
done that?
I'm going out on the limb. It's to say that you've done a Shervo before Shervo did a Shervo.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
The windscreen wiper.
Yeah.
But yours came out the bottom.
Yeah, they did.
So that's the great story behind Warwick Kappa's tight shorts. One day in a practice match, took a sliding chest mark off of Greg Williams' pass.
Yeah.
And all of it came out.
Right.
And so from that point on, we thought, well, I'll fix this. I'll just tighten things up by way of uniform. And that way they can't come out.
Jeez, how tight did he have them on? Did he have jocks on though?
Whiz.
Yeah, or just a jock strap.
Oh, it was a bit of conjecture, jock strap. He's good old school. I think he used to jump off the lockers to get in them. 1-3-3-5-3 is our number. Boy. The quiz with no name, Automasters Lifeline. Coming up next, give us a call if you want to win $1,000.
The Rush Hour, 4 p.m. weekdays, thanks to Southern Volkswagen Ranella. 104.7 Triple M.
Great to have your company, family. Big second hour still to come on the Rush Hour. Jars and I here. Nathan Sobey of the 36ers. He's going to join us after 5:30. Of course, the Sixers kicking off their season tomorrow night against Melbourne United out at Titanium Security
Arena. That'll be
arena.
A magic game to watch.
It's
Melbourne, a very good side.
Beginning of the future without Jerome, of course, Randall, who has said adios amigos. So does that. You got a few other little bits to get around. Giving away some 36ers tickets too, if you want them. Yeah. And just in case you're wondering where Sir Splash is, president of the Twitter family. Absolutely gutted with the result across the weekend. Asked my permission whether he could take a week off.
I said, press.
Absolutely. I said, stand down and just go and grieve, get it out of your system, get yourself back. I said, there's enough Suki Lala Adelaide people floating around at the moment.
How come I wasn't afforded that same right?
You?
Yeah.
Fanboy?
Yeah.
Well, clearly you've got a job to do in here, which we're quite unsure of what it is.
What about the vice president, Birdie?
Yeah, the Birdie.
Where's he gone? Where are they all?
Great week for you to call a spill.
Oh, yay!
Catch him out.
Friday. Might do something on it Friday.
Yeah, well, don't give him a heads up. A bit of news getting around. Jeff Kennett, of course, back to the Hawks. We'll talk about that. Damien Barrett coming up in about 5 minutes' time. Benny Dixon to St Kilda as a goal-kicking coach.
Yeah.
And Nathan Cracker has retired from Port Adelaide. Crack is done and dusted.
Right you are.
Josh Money, Melbourne footy boss, here on Jake Lever. On Jake Lever and the cash.
In terms of the money, what I can say is there's other clubs that offered more money than us for him to return to Victoria, and he chose us based on the plan we've got, the list we've got, and the improvements we've shown. So any talk about the money, I know it's obviously going to be more money than he would have been offered at Adelaide, and that's what you've got to pay to get players to join your club.
You get a round of music, I think it's all about the money, isn't it, Murph? Yeah. Hey? Jesse J, he could have been thrown up. I did put it out to you about eight minutes ago.
I thought that would have come up now.
But anyway. All right. Hey, are we ready?
I'm ready.
I love this part of the day. Let's try and make someone $1,000 richer.
The Rush Hour's quiz with no name. Yeah! Thanks to Automasters.
Your drive home isn't always smooth, but make sure your car runs smoothly. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
Juice, who is playing the quiz with no name thanks to Automasters today?
We're off to Aldinga Beach and we're going to say hello to Martin. G'day, Martin.
Yeah, g'day, boys. How's it going?
Good. Martin, do you roll with Martin or Marty or where are we at, Martin?
Ballsy. Everyone calls me Ballsy.
Ballsy. All right, lock it in.
Done.
Righto, Ballsy. 10 questions, 60 seconds. Automasters Lifeline. So basically get 9 out of 10 in 60 seconds. That's it.
Awesome. No chance for another Auto Masters, Jazz, or what?
Sorry, Ballsy. No, mate. No, I'm still a bit flat regarding Saturday. All right, buddy.
It was worth a shot.
Well, get up.
Be
bigger.
Yeah, come on. Get up and about, mate.
We got humiliated. We got laughed at on the big stage.
Yeah, but this is not about you now. This is
about
Ballsy.
Footy club.
No, this is about Ballsy trying to get 10 questions in 60 seconds and the fact that we might get rid of Murph finally if it goes off.
All right.
Get around him. Get around him. Come on.
All right, Ballsy, I'll give you one.
No!
Good on you, Jazz.
Ballsy, you got two. Two Automasters lifelines, which means we tighten things up when it comes to time.
Jeez,
whatever comes out of your mouth, all right? So, and just factor in that Jazz sometimes can't get the questions out overly well.
Hang on, I've been consistent the last month.
Yeah, not bad. Yeah. All right, good luck, Ballsy.
Which Victorian club would Jake Lever most likely to play next year, Ballsy?
The D's.
Which star Brisbane midfielder is hotly tipped to be moving to Port Adelaide?
A Rockliff.
Where is this weekend's Supercar Championship taking place, Ballsy?
It's at the mountain.
More information.
Yeah.
Bathurst.
How many Brownlow medals has G. Ablett, Gary Ablett, won over his entire career?
One.
Who won Richmond's Best and Fairest Award?
Dusty.
Which Australian MotoGP rider broke his leg on the weekend?
Automasters.
Name the former Port Adelaide player who's joining the Adelaide coaching panel. Bit grumpy at times.
Pass.
Who are the Adelaide 36ers playing in the opening round of the NBL tomorrow night?
Melbourne.
Who was the last team to win an AFL premiership the year after losing a grand final, Ballsy?
Automasters. Who are Adelaide United playing in round one of the A-League on Sunday? Quick.
Too late.
Too
late.
Just
put a pass there or something.
Good effort, Ballsy.
Well, not really.
No.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Correct.
$70, Ballsy.
Ballsy.
No, that's all right. Not too bad.
Your strategy.
Well,
I gave him another extra Automasters, Luke.
You did. You both. Look at you now, just thinking you're on a white horse riding in like some shining knight. When both Ballsy and I had to tie you down and reef it out of your back pocket like you'd had too many sherbets and it was your shout. Honestly. All right, Ballsy. Gaz has got two Brownlows, not one. So you're out of the running anyhow at question four. Jack Miller broke his leg. That was an Automasters. Yep. You passed. Joshy Franco is the Port player joining Adelaide's coaching panel.
Yep.
And who was the last team to win an AFL premiership the year after losing a grand final? Talk about protecting your own clacker here, Murph. What a wordy question.
It's a great question.
So, Ballsy, for those trying to follow this one, Hawthorn in 2013 beat Freo the year after they lost to Sydney.
That's just a wrong question.
Sorry, good question.
A man is fatigued.
And we didn't get to question 10. Oh, we did. 10. Wellington Phoenix is round one for the A-League. But
$70.
At the end of the day, it's $70. You got two Automasters out of the juice. That's like winning a lottery in itself.
Well done, Ballsy.
Nice work, fellas.
See you, champ.
Well played, mate. Have a great night. Buddy. Everybody else?
Cheers.
Cheers, brother. Everybody else, the quiz back again tomorrow. And a big thank you to Automasters times two.
Yeah,
Automasters.
Good friends of
Automasters. There you guys. Had your brakes checked lately, Juice?
What number? Charles, what number is it?
1-3.
Got to get in there and have a look.
1-3. Come on.
1-300?
Yep.
Automasters?
Yeah, pretty straightforward. You do those ads.
1-300 Automasters. Better call now.
And Telstra Word. Damien Barrett coming up next.
Charles and Louis, Rush Hour and Triple M.
Footy news first.
Get your facts right.
Triple M's Rush Hour presents.
Well, you're sitting in
the
chair.
The best newsbreaker in the business.
They covered it up.
Damien Barrett.
Yes, plenty happening in the football world. The grand final is done and dusted. Tigers are premiers, but Trade Week kicks off next week. Trade Radio is in full swing, NAB Trade Radio. And the man behind it all and doing wonderful things, Damien Barrett, joins us right now. Damo, welcome.
Hello, boys. Yeah, the trade's dominating, but the once great Hawthorn Footy Club's going through a little bit of a turmoil right now, isn't it?
Yeah, good call, Caro. The Hawks are imploding to a degree. Their female CEO has been sent packing. Where are we at with that, given that she only lasted 5 months, and now that Jeffrey, as in Jeffrey Kennett, has found his way back at top of the tree at the Hawks? So we'll see the Blazer once again.
Yeah, the man is the former Premier of this state. He's got a profile way beyond the state borders. He's back, despite saying he'd be going away into the distance, never be seen nor heard of again. He's clearly had a like a lot of phone calls being made his way this year, guys, and they go back to basically even before the appointment of Tracy Gaudry's. So, you know, he was getting edgy then. People were trying to stoke some interest in him to get involved again, and it's happened today. Alistair Clarkson, too, has clearly made calls unofficially about this whole situation. He doesn't like what he's seeing, and while his relationship with Alistair Clarkson has for some time been strained, he actually preferred the scenario with Clarkson in charge of the club than Andrew Garvey, who's the man he's now replacing. So, bit to work through. Look, sometimes I get bored and bogged down with these footy stories where clubs are relocating their headquarters. But massive call for Hawthorn to move from Waverley down here in Victoria across to a suburb called Dingley. And, they're way behind the eight ball right now. And the might of that once great club after 2015 when they'd won three in a row is such a distant thought right now for where they're at.
Awfully unstable and unlike the Hawks, isn't it, Damo? Let's move on. Yeah. Ned Guy. Now, for those who don't know who Ned Guy is, explain who Ned Guy is. He's just taken over the new role at the Collingwood Football Club as their general manager of list management. But he also has been a player manager and managed a couple of names that people would be familiar with.
Yeah, one who's caused all the headlines in the past 24 hours, Jake Lever of Adelaide Crows. Again, you just join the dots after the event on this, don't you? You see the statement come out from the Crows that he's leaving. We then learn from himself, because he does it with his second agent, Brian Taylor, on Channel 7 last night. And make no mistake about that, our man Bristol, Triple M's own Bristol, he got involved in that conversation. We kept asking him these conversations during the year. He always denied it, but I know from other people in footy that he was rustling up interest in Lever, maybe because he felt his manager, Ned Guy, was taking his eye off the ball. I don't know. He's got a friendship with the father, which is powerful. Anyway, as you say, Ned Guy now going to Collingwood. I'm not conspiracy theorising on this one, guys. He's going to go to Melbourne. It's going to get ugly. It'll be a to-ing and fro-ing, and he said, but he will get to Melbourne. I think we can remove the fact that the Collingwood possibilities around Jake Lever, despite what you say there. The Devin Smith one, though, to me is interesting. He does manage him as well. Collingwood is in the mix there, as is St Kilda, as is Carlton, as is Essendon. I can't imagine Eddie wanting him to join the club without trying to bring some of his talent across. So, I reckon watch this space on him.
Jake Stringer,
what were you going to say, Lou?
Jake Stringer, where are we at? Yeah. Of course, we had the tell-all from his former wife, which gave her account of what he'd been up to, which sort of allowed us to put two and two together about why he had such probably a poor year or so, Damo. But where is he at? Because things have cooled, haven't it, from an interest point of view with him?
Nah, look, they might have cooled just initially, Louis, but there's no one in the footy industry who wasn't aware of at least the broad brush of what that article was about. And while it might have been confronting for some people who didn't have the inside knowledge of what he'd been up to, that won't affect him being given an offer and him nominating a footy club. The way I read it is as it has been for 2 weeks, guys. Essendon's going to be able to offer a greater financial deal for him to get there, and it is a big part of what he's about. Make no mistake about that. The leadership, which emerged early days in Jake Stringer's thoughts at Geelong Footy Club, is the strong selling point from the Cats. So we're going to know in 24 hours. I feel he'll take the financial decision. I'm not saying that to judge him. I think it's his call to make now that he's in the situation, and I still think, and that this is the opinion part of it, that it will be the Bombers that he nominates.
All right, Damo, got to get to a song, but we need to talk about Jack Watts being given a bit of a flick up the backside. Tommy Rockcliffe wants to come to SA and see where we're at with the Suns coaching gig. All right, so don't go anywhere. Damien Barrett with Jars and Louis here on The Rush Hour. 104.7 Triple M. Damo, back soon. Damien Barrett, Damo is still with us. Fire away, Juice.
Damo, Melbourne's Jack Watts given a kick up the backside as his club walks him out the door. What's happening to his career?
Yeah, you find some interesting commentary, don't you, publicly, when these things go sour. Simon Goodwin clearly doesn't want Jack Watts part of it. Jack Watts hadn't spoken publicly until a function yesterday here in Melbourne, and then expressed a disappointment of being shoved out the door. And then Melbourne Footy Club today decided to then also add to the narrative publicly that he just wasn't what they'd wanted for a 150-game player and wasn't good enough and should have been more committed to the task. So it's back to Jack if he wants to respond, but there's no way he's going back to that club list despite being a two-year remaining on a contract arrangement. Also, too, when you've got Paul Connors managing a player like this in this situation, you just know the deal gets done. And while Port Adelaide had some interest in him, and I expect them to continue that, but they will now go down the path, I think, also of still trying to get some interest into Motlop as well. So I like what they're doing. I know they did it at the end of 2014, wasn't it, when they went and got Ryder, wasn't it, at that particular time, and then Dixon the year after. So I like them really gearing up for a crack at it, and I've got no doubt that's why Tom Rockliffe has chosen Port Adelaide over Carlton Footy Club. He's played for a club which has been pretty horrendous for 10 years now or thereabouts, and he doesn't want to go to another one that could well be in a similar boat, Carlton. So I like what he's done. I like what they've done. I mean, he does come with strings attached, but at 28, he's mature enough now to work through them, and they are with him as well.
Is there anything with Watts and the Swans at all, Damo?
Yeah, there is. Yeah, there is. Again, without giving up names, people who know Jack Watts are telling me that he himself has told them that, and these are people who he trusts. So, yeah, there definitely is. Now, again, the Swans will say that's not the case, at least publicly, or at least strongly. But, yeah, there is interest to answer the question. It's not a done deal that with any club with him at the moment. He's a different cat. He's not driven and he's not focused like some players are in that hell-bent way about being the best they can be. But I take the view with Jack Watts that it's probably kept him in the system for the 9 years, you know, with all the pressure that he was dealt with and the way the club was humiliating to him when they introduced him to his first game of footy, if you recall, on a Queen's birthday without having any form at all in the VFL and forcing him to play in that then big game on a standalone marquee time slot and Collingwood near the peak of its powers at that stage, or at least gearing up for what it was going to be a premiership tilt, just gang tackled him in that first, if you recall, possession. So, he's had to deal with a lot. I like the way he's dealt with it. He is a good bloke, but it's time and he needs to know. And I was surprised as Melbourne was what he said yesterday, but he needs to get out of there, and Port would be a good mix, I would have thought.
All right. The Suns coaching gig, are we getting close to getting an answer?
Yeah, we're getting close. It'll be tomorrow, I believe, and if not tomorrow, definitely Friday. It hasn't changed much, guys. Once the Ken Hinckley thing was resolved in a negative way for the Suns, it just went back to what they were going to do, and that is interview Stuart Dew and John Barker, and that has not moved from day one of this task. So, look, they're the two names that keep coming across my way who are still down to the decision the club has to make. And it's a dotting of I's and crossing of T's now. I believe it's down to those two. You can throw Scott Burns into the mix as well, but I'm just not hearing, as we speak today anyway, his name coming strongly. And we see today also that they've actually distanced themselves from Blake Carousella, who they did make a call to. But they have got back to the two men who were favourite one and favourite two when it all started. And it'll be my thinking, Barker or Dew. And I still have a leaning right from the outset that it might be Barker. But that part of it, boys, is opinion only. It's down to the two, though, factually.
And I'm hearing as much interest in Kurt Tippett as there is with the ABC with Jars and me.
Oh, Luke.
And, of course, that's a political format that we'd be going across to do.
Or the broadsheet, or traditional broadsheet options of the Age and the Sydney Morning Herald.
Those types, that type of environment, story type. Yeah. So Tippo's
well,
up there with us.
They don't know what they're missing, do they? Those organisations. So they should open their eyes up and realise you can bring something to the
table. He should apologise to the football club and give some of that money back because he's just been terrible, Tippett. I'm serious.
Let me ask you this. Will he go down as the most overrated player of the modern era? From what he got paid in terms of performance, surely no one has underperformed on that type of salary as Kurt Tippett has. I know that sounds harsh, but, geez, he's been on 800-plus for a long, long time and has not been able to put a season together since probably playing the best game in the prelim final many, many years ago.
Mm. Yeah, if you want to line up the salary with this conversation, I think there's a couple of guys, and I like them both, so I hope I don't hear this, but the Holland brothers down here in Melbourne.
Oh, yes, Dutchie, of course.
who were good players, but they managed to come out of contract and then decided to do what Tippett did in 2012 and then play games of their lives, which managed to then get them other contracts beyond that period that didn't seem to justify what they actually did within the contracts. I think, look, if you want to ask that question without notice, he'd have to be in the grand final of your answer, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he'd be in the sprint, wouldn't he, at half-time?
Probably with Jenkins.
He's still going on.
He'd be breaking down, though, wouldn't he?
Hey, Damo, have you got a spare half an hour? Can I just offload Jars to you so we can debrief from the grand final?
Hang on, let me think. In order, Josh Jenkins?
Yes.
Tex Walker?
Yep. Don't go all soft now.
They're all poor.
Hey, Damo, great to chat. Thank you so much for all the info. We'll watch with interest. With a bit of luck, we'll get the Gold Coast Suns answer tomorrow.
Good on you, mate.
Your listeners deserve the full answer, Jars. See you, boys.
See you, boys.
See you, Damo.
See you, champ.
Damien Barrett on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis on 104.7.
Triple M.
Rush Hour, Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M. Thanks to Southern Volkswagen in Ranella.
We've got some 36ers tickets to give away. I was going to give them away in 5 minutes, but if you can tell me how Eddie Betts, Cam Ellis-Yellman and Curtly Hampton in today's advertiser were dressed to go to a golf-type dress-up day as the end-of-season drink for the Adelaide Crows, give me a call, 133353. We'll talk about it in a sec. Jars, Tom Rockcliffe has anointed Port Adelaide as his preferred destination. Are you happy with that? Is he an answer? Is he the type of player they need?
No. No.
Why not?
Stephen Motlop is. That's the type of player they need.
Yep.
Well, they've got Ollie Wine. Sam Powell Pepper's going to get better next year. You've got Bradley Ebert. So there's your three real hard inside mids. Rockcliffe's exactly the same type of player as Ollie Wine's. But Rockcliffe, does he tag as well? Is he a lockdown player?
No. No, Rockcliffe has become... He wins a lot of contested footy, but can also play with a nice balance. Yeah. Doesn't have great leg speed, but he's certainly a ball magnet. And I wouldn't be surprised if they were looking to maybe play him a bit behind the footy.
Okay.
Because he's a pretty astute reader
of the game. What's his skill level like? Because I haven't really watched him much.
Not bad. Okay. Yeah, look, he's been an All-Australian.
Good kick.
Reasonable
That's
kick.
What they need, Port Adelaide.
Yeah. And he's not a super long leg, and he doesn't have great leg speed. What he does, he makes pretty good decisions, doesn't waste the footy.
It's important.
All right. So,
but anyway, I would have gone for a Stephen Motlop.
In the hunt for Mott's, I would have thought.
Right,
yeah, because I think you've got to add some speed. Rockcliffe would be a good get.
Yep.
But I think you also want to add a little bit of speed. Yeah, getting back to the Crows, and obviously we've seen a lot of the teams have dress ups and been some great costumes floating around. I was under the impression that the Crows one was all about a golf day. The majority of the boys were in it. But on page three of the ties. I said there, Cam Ellis-Yellman, Eddie Betts, and smooth operator Sharday Curtly Hampton.
Yeah, my boy.
They all rocked up
in
this order. So Cam Ellis-Yellman was some sort of weird-ass looking clown from maybe Stephen King's It.
Yeah, okay.
Eddie Betts is riding a kangaroo in a costume type thing and looking like some kind of rapper with a massive gold chain. And our boy, Sharday, smooth operator, is Maximus Aurelius.
Oh, no.
He's full on, full blown.
He's rusty.
Gladiatorial.
Oh, boy.
Hopefully he was quoting the speech.
Where's his sword?
And he was carrying a blue shopping bag. Maybe it was in there. then he had Texan just drawing Laird's number on him and writing Laird across the front.
Yep.
Sloaney, I think, went as the shark with the Cobra.
Yeah.
The shark number and shorts. Yep. Rory Atkins looks like Rory Atkins was just going to play golf.
Yeah.
And JJ was dressed as a turtle.
On a golf theme.
I was led to believe it was some kind of golf type setup.
All right,
I'm a bit bemused because it's become one of the big, must-sees, how who boys will get dressed up at the clubs. See, because in the back pages, you've got, Kyle Hardigan going as a Masters caddy.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the big source looking like he's going to play some golf with some happy pants.
Yep.
D-Max
Happy
in
Gilmore,
there.
Is he?
Yeah, Happy Gilmore. Mitch McGovern looks a bit like Shooter McGovern.
Anyone there is Tiger Wood?
Depending which Tiger would you want? The dishevelled Tigers?
Oh, yeah. That's the best one.
Yeah. I mean, mugshot Tiger.
Yeah.
Tiger, the pinnacle of his career.
Oh, Luke.
I don't think anyone would game to dress up, given the history of what happens now if you try and dress yourself up in colour where it's at. But I don't know. It's just a bit confused on where it's at. Maybe they're still a little jaded. Then on the back page, Jakey Lever looks like
lonely boy.
He looks like someone from the 1950s wearing his best clothes to the airport who was about to travel on a cruise liner. doesn't he? He certainly looks like he's leaving.
Does he?
All right.
Yeah, good
okay.
on him.
And there's my boy C, looking like he's just going to play 18 holes in the US Open. There's no dress up there. I mean,
anyway.
What do you expect?
Yeah, good on him.
Half-assed effort.
Did you ever
final.
Get dressed up?
Half-assed effort when it comes to getting dressed up.
Did you ever get dressed up?
Yeah, good call, Caro, or not?
Yeah, good call, Caro.
We never got dressed up. Dress-ups weren't in back in the day.
Because
no one knew who we were in Sydney. No. So what was the point of getting dressed up and bringing attention to yourself?
It's the Rush Hour. Charles Louis on 104.7 Triple M. Thanks to Southern Volkswagen in Ranelagh. The Amarok V6 Highline from $59,990. Drive away.
Righto, Jars, time to check in with the 36ers. Big game, season opener. Oh, actually.
It's tomorrow night.
It is the season opener.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's
game one. Right, go.
Righto, Juice, time to talk 36ers. We've got the season opener tomorrow night against Melbourne United, Titanium Security Arena. All right, all the action from 7 p.m. Tickets at Ticketmaster. We're joined now.
Oh, no.
By my boy.
Calm down.
No, my boy. Jerome's gone. Jerome who?
He was my boy.
Nah, not anymore. The man is Nathan Sobey. Sobes, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Hey, boys. Thanks for having me.
Oh, looks good to have you back, Sobes. Yeah. Fresh off the big win in Singapore. Had a pretty good preseason. Loving the new kit too, by the way, Sobes.
Yeah, no, we had a good hit out in Singapore. And, yeah, the new logo's come up real good. We was good on the new uniforms and all that too, which is good.
All right, mate, talk us through some of the new boys on the roster. Ramon Moore, obviously from United, good shooting guard, Shannon Shorter and Ronald Roberts.
Yeah, we've added some pieces there, obviously, from last year. We've lost a few players. So, we bring in some experienced guys that have played in professionally for a few years now. So it's exciting to have that sort of those sort of people on our team to just help us hopefully get to that next stage.
Now, Sobes, tomorrow night, arch rivals Melbourne United at home. It's going to be a full house. Now, I'm hearing their first five is the best first five they've ever had on the court. Is that true, Melbourne United? Well,
yeah, on paper, they've put together a pretty good team. So, we're going to have to be at our best and be switched on tomorrow night. And hopefully we are and we get the win.
Well, Sobes, you had a breakout year last year. Were outstanding. Went and did a little bit of action through Europe. How was that?
Yeah, and I enjoyed Greece. It was different to what it's like over here, but yeah, it was a good experience, and hopefully I can bring some of that, what I learned over there, into this season.
Did you learn how to smash any plates?
Dance?
Nah, I didn't.
So, Sobes, how's the competition looking this year? All the other clubs obviously would have done a pretty brutal winter pre-season and trying to find the right type of player. How do you see this competition evolving this year?
Yeah, I mean, it just keeps getting better and better. Obviously, the teams just keep getting deeper and deeper with the Australian talent that we've got going around at the moment as well, which is awesome to go with the high-talented players that are coming in from the States and all over the world. So, yeah, it's really heading in the right direction. It keeps getting better and better.
And Sobes, Joey went and spent some time in the Summer League in the NBA. That must have been a great experience for him.
Yeah, no, it was good. I was actually there with him, so it was good to see him in that environment and all that sort of stuff. So, he loved it, and it was a great experience.
What was that like for you?
It was good. I got a little hurt during it, but that's all right. But then it was still good to be around those guys for a while and learn from them and see what it's like to be on that next level.
Hey, pass on to the big dangster, Madge, that... don't be embarrassed about the passport issue. Jars has had similar things happen to him. He lost his one day and was almost stuck in LA until Paul Roos saved his life and got him home.
That was 20 years ago.
He wasn't happy about that. As soon as he got there, he got put in the room and sent back straight home.
Hey, so do you want Louie and I to come down and do a session with the boys last year? Mm. Or you just rather us watch?
I'd reckon we'll have to get yous back down there, and we learn a lot. So, we have to step it up this year again.
Well, I'll tell you what, Sobes, there's a real special treat this year. We've got courtside tickets.
Oh, do ya?
Yeah. So, Jars will be probably Jack Nicholson-esque, and I'll be Huggy Bear.
We'll be out of here. It's really loud, and it'll be good.
You'll find us,
mate. You reckon there was a bit of been some kind of coaching going on with Jars just down there for a day, mate? Wait till he sits courtside. You might have to wear earmuffs.
Yeah, he'll give us an earful, I bet.
I reckon Joey might get him evicted early on.
How is the coach, the big coach, the big Joe Berger? How's his health and he's in a good frame of mind? Is he relaxed?
Yeah, no, he's ready to go. Obviously, pre-season's done and that now, so he's the director's in the way he wants us to and what we want to do for this the games coming up and the season. So, yeah, he's in a good state and he's really looking forward to getting out there.
So, Sobes, with Jerome going, has there been a slight shift in game style?
No, we're still going to play the way we play. Joey's played like that for, I'm guessing, his whole career. From what I remember, he's played like this all the time, so I don't think he's just going to change because of one player, so... we'll stick to the same way we played last year. We'll change a few things on what we've got to get done on both ends of the floor. But, the ultimate goal is we'll still play an up-tempo, fast game that we want to play. And hopefully we excite the people again in the crowd this year.
Well, mate, always exciting times. Well, tomorrow night from 7 o'clock at Titanium Security Arena. Adelaide 36 is in the new strip. Taking on Melbourne United, tickets at Ticketmaster. And Sobes, we wish you and your teammates all the best. Can't wait to see you in action, champ.
All right, thanks for having me. It's good to talk to you.
Big season coming up for the boys, minus Jerome and how we work that out. Juice.
Looking forward to it.
36 a nation. Of course, Splash is having a week off, the El Presidente of the Twitter family. He's a big baller. Big Ballers podcast.
Yeah, he is. And Brucey Beverly's our basketball expert.
Our go-to guy. Bruce, if you're out there, touch base tomorrow. Give us your feedback on our new recruits. What the hell
God
was that?
God bless you.
I sneezed. Sorry. Jesus Christ.
And put your hand over your mouth when you sneeze. That's dirty.
Do you teach that at radio school?
Yeah.
AustralianRadioSchool.com.
Thursday tomorrow.
We're done. I tell you what, a lot of stuff flying in the basket of who cares at the moment. You're still coming to terms.
No, I'm good.
Hey.
I focused today.
You're coming to terms with two things. Crows being the lovely boys and the Maz clipping you about your condition.
Body weight.
Those who missed it yesterday, Juice back out to 114.
Well, it's Rocky 2. Was it Rocky taking on Clubber?
We don't know where you're at the moment. Yeah, no, don't want to take on Apollo Clubber. Creed. Don't take on Clubber. You'll get rolled.
He scared me.
All right. You're fast boarding from Rocky 1
to
Rocky 4.
To take on
Drago. All right.
Okay.
And you're old school. We're not going to juice you up with anything.
No.
We're going to do the old school and take you to the snow iron.
Yep.
Going to train you in the snow, in the sand dunes, down at the snake pit. And we should do a training montage.
Oh, great.
To the music, and we'll set you up.
All right.
And put the Rocky music in with it. It'll be great.
All right. Good on you. See you tomorrow, family.
Tune in tomorrow. We'll have plenty of great stuff on board. Yep. Hey, Adelaide United, we're going to talk about. And also, Bathurst is here almost. We'll be talking the V8 supercars. All right. Have a great night.